a good day to go fishing. And catch the sunset in the hills. And dream of my yesterdays and tomorrows. And hope that you'll be with me still. Saw a butterfly and named it after you. Your name has such a pleasant sound. Love is all around, and all I see is you. I must be in a good place now. And catch the sunset in the hills. And dream of my yesterdays and tomorrows. And hope that you'll be with me still. Saw a butterfly and I named it after you. Your name has such a pleasant sound. Love is all around and all I see is you. I must be in a
Good afternoon, Medford. You are listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is DJ Molly, and you're listening to Chatting with Molly. It's currently 1:06 p.m. I hope people enjoyed that Diana Ross. I think we'll get a fair amount of Diana Ross today. She's an amazing artist, and we're lucky to have her work available to us. That was inspired by this weekend. I went to see the Ladies of Essence, which is an a cappella group here at Tufts, and they were incredible and performed that song. And my friend, Paige Shepherd, shout out, actually composed the a cappella rendition of it, and she also sang the solo to it. So good job, Paige. Paige has been on the radio show a couple times. She's a fan favorite, I would say. Great. So that was Diana Ross with I'm Coming Out. And next, maybe we'll get a little Endless Love, a little Ain't No Mountain High, just some classics. So next up is Endless Love.
My love, there's only you in my life. The only thing that's right.
My first love, you're every breath that I take, you're every step I make.
Resist your charms. I love, oh Lord, I'll be a fool for you, I'm sure.
That was Endless Love by Diana Ross. Man, I forgot how mushy-gushy that song was, you know? Sometimes you think of the classics, and Whitney Houston, I know, has a big range of mushy-gushy and kind of dancey tunes, and so sometimes you forget that these artists really dig deep sometimes into the depths of their heart. Anyway, so I'm going to talk about the weather now. In Medford, Massachusetts, it is quite cold today. It's very deceiving because the sun is out and you walk around, and right when you get outside, you're like, wow, this is so nice. And of course, you wouldn't bring gloves because it's nice out and it's beautiful. But then you're walking and your hands are getting very cold. Cold to the point where when they're inside, they kind of sting, like that much cold. So, I don't know. It's very deceiving, I would say, this April weather. And I think it might even snow in a couple days. So, who knows about that. So, this weekend, tell you a little bit about my life. I have a Frisbee tournament coming up. We have sectionals here in MIT in Cambridge. And it was going to be 2 days, but they just changed it to 1 day, which is great news because now I can go to a Red Sox game on Sunday morning, which is really exciting because I've never been to a Red Sox game and it's quite the Boston activity. And usually tickets are like hundreds of dollars, but we got this student deal where it's $30 for transportation, a ticket, and a brunch before. What a steal. Yeah, so if any Tufts students are listening and you'd like to come with me, let me know because we can work something out because I bought my ticket, so I'm going. Hopefully I will know someone on the trip or else I'm just going to a baseball game by myself, but that's okay. Yeah, so like I said, I've never been to a Red Sox game and I feel like I definitely have to, and this is the perfect time. I was just talking to my dad the other day about he might come out in July. And we were thinking about going to a Red Sox game, but it's just like, it's not a very practical thing to do. And so I'm glad that this is a nice opportunity. Oh, and I believe the dad I just mentioned is listening. And so just want to say, hey, Dad, how are you doing? Feel free to call in. I have no guests on today. Just chilling, playing some music. On the queue, we have a little Whitney Houston, a little more Diana Ross, all good things. A little bit more about my life. I had a test this morning, which went okay, but I also have a test at 3 p.m. today. So this kind of double whammy was a lot, but hopefully I will get through it. I assume I will. And then this weekend, a little recap. It was very nice. My old roommate Julia came to visit. She's from Philly. She drove up here, and it was so nice to rekindle our Tufts relationship. It was so fun to have her here. So up next, let's see what we have up next. We're going to get a little And I Am Telling You by Jennifer Hudson from Dreamgirls. I actually played this, I think, last week and the week before, but this is a great song, so we will play it again. Great. So up next is Jennifer Hudson.
I am telling you I'm not going. You're the best man I'll ever know. There's no way I can ever go. No, no, there's no way. No. I'm
showroom at Caesar's Palace is proud to present Dina Jones and the Dreams.
So that was Jennifer Hudson. And what an amazing song that is. I know I say this every single week. But in a little bit, we will have a caller call in. And no surprise to our regular listeners, but it will probably be a relative of mine. Maybe even my paternal relative, but time will tell. Oh, and look at that. Just in time, we have a caller. All right. So, ba-ba-da-ba. Hello, caller. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. What a wonderful show.
So, caller, do you want to introduce yourself and tell us where you're calling from today?
Yes. As longtime listeners to your show might know and imagine, I'm your father, Richard Lookman.
Great.
Calling from Iowa City, Iowa, site of the new movie, The Miracle Season.
Oh.
About West High, where Molly went and some of Molly's friends.
It's true. I actually haven't seen it in theaters around here, but maybe it'll come to the bigger theaters, I guess.
Well, it's in both Iowa City and Cedar Rapids, so around here we consider that nationwide.
Yeah, it's true. What have you been doing today?
Well, Mom's car got broke, so I spent most of the day fixing Mom's car, like for the second time in 2 weeks, but your listeners probably don't care about that. Other than that, just watching the news, making food.
Nice. Do you guys have any plans this weekend, or how was the end of your Passover? And
end of Passover was great. You know, we broke it by eating Mexican food. Sometimes we eat pizza, but we weren't in the mood for pizza. We also developed I developed a new like that Mom went along with. We went for a steam bath, which I liked and Mom sort of liked.
At Core Fitness.
We went for Mexican food. Then we saw that movie I was just mentioning, The Miracle Season, about the Iowa City West High volleyball team. Good movie.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
And then we went for ice cream, and that's a good day in my book.
Great. So tell us more about this movie. Was it, obviously we're very familiar with the story, and it's an amazing story, but was the acting good? Was it told well?
The acting was okay. It was told pretty well. I mean, it's a melodrama. So if you don't, I mean, it's about the girls' volleyball team in West High in Iowa City. They had a very charismatic captain who died tragically. And the story really starts more or less with that and talks about how the team overcame that problem and went on to win the state title. And it's a bit melodramatic, as you can expect. But, you know, sports team overcoming adversity, we've all seen that a million times. But this is a little different in that, you know, it's girls or young ladies, not men. It's volleyball, it's high school level. It has some nice enthusiasm. I thought it was a good story and well told.
Great. Do you have any music requests and songs you'd like to hear on the show today?
Yeah, if you're doing Diana Ross, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, or any of the songs that she and the Supremes did together with the Temptations. Mm. There's a few of those, and I think those are particularly good.
Great. We will have one more song by Jennifer Hudson, and then I'll have Ain't No Mountain High Enough after that.
And by the way, the Jennifer Hudson, I am telling you, I agree with you. That's a great song. I mean, you should make that your, like, signature song and continue to play it every week.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. It's just so well composed and beautiful music, but then obviously she just does it so well, like no one else could do it. So
every generation, and I hate to put it this way, but has a black woman singer who is just the best voice in the world. It started out with Ella Fitzgerald. I mean, it started out with Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, Pearl Bailey, as you mentioned, Aretha Franklin, Whitney Houston, and now I think it's Jennifer Hudson.
I agree.
It's like God's little consolation prize for making them the subject of discrimination on two fronts.
Well, that's one way to look at it. So, thanks for calling in, Dad.
Okay, sweetie. Love you.
All right. Love you. Bye. All right. So, as you heard, up next we have Remember Me by Jennifer Hudson.
There you were. Yeah, you found me. Strong enough to break my sleep. Say it hurt. Say you're lonely. Say I forgot to give you what you need. But I promised you gold. Yet I haven't to hold. I was bound to. I couldn't give any more. 'Cause it's already yours.
Your heart. call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
You turn me inside out and me inside out and round and round, upside down. Boy, you turn me inside out and round, round,
upside down. You turn me, you're giving love instinctively. Round and round, you turn me. I say to be respectfully, upside down. You turn me, you're giving love instinctively. Round and round, you turn me. I say to be respectfully. I said upside down, you turn me, you're giving love instinctively. Round and round, you turn me. I say to be respectfully, upside down, you turn me, you're giving love instinctively.
Father, I don't wanna have
That was Whitney Houston with a little I Have Nothing. Great song. And so it is getting to the last fourth of our hour. It's currently 1:42 p.m. This is Molly. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO. And yeah, what a beautiful day. I think we'll have some more callers call in. It's pretty rare that I don't have guests, but it's been a pretty hectic week for a lot of people. Yeah, what else? Let's see. I have my discrete test in about an hour and 20 minutes. That should be fun. And yeah, oh, look, we have another caller. All right, here we go. Hello?
Hello, yes, is this Molly Littman?
Yes, caller, you are right on air. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Oh, wow, yes. Hi, my name is Eli Ziff, and I'm calling from the great state of Indiana.
That is great. So where in Indiana are you right now?
I'm currently in Bloomington. It's actually snowing, believe it or not.
Oh, no, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, I don't really get it, if I'm being completely honest. I mean, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. So how's your day going? What'd you have for breakfast? Any exciting things happening?
Yeah, well, today was really good. Last night, our fraternity put on our annual philanthropy event, run by me, actually. And we raised money and plan to donate $45,000 to the Jimmy D Foundation in honor of cancer research.
Wow, that's amazing. Go Ziff.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. Thank you.
Wow, so that event was last night.
How's the radio hour been? I just tuned in and just listened to the Whitney Houston song.
Yeah, the radio.
How's the rest of the music?
Yeah, it's been good. We've played some Diana Ross, some Jennifer Hudson. We're kind of feeling that R&B vibe. My dad called in earlier. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's been an exciting
time. Quite the guest list going on today.
Yeah. So do you want to tell everyone a little bit about yourself, where you're going to school, what you're doing, how we know each other?
Yeah, well, I go to school at Indiana University. I'm studying human development and family studies with a minor in music. Little known fact about Indiana, outside the state of Indiana, is that Indiana actually is home to one of the nation's most prestigious music schools. The Jacobs School of Music teaches some of the country's most prestigious musicians. Josh Bell, one of the best violinists in the country, actually grew up right outside of Bloomington and grew up coming to Bloomington for violin lessons. So Bloomington's a really cool place. It's just filled with like art and culture, and not a lot of people really think of Bloomington when I think of Indiana, but it's just like a nice little like funky town.
Yeah, that sounds great. I really want to come and visit sometime.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It seems so fun. For those listeners who are not familiar, Eli Ziff and I went to camp many years together and have been on staff for the last like 3 years together, and now we're just about the best of buds, aren't we?
Yep, many goofy adventures have been shared between the two of us.
Yes, many goofy adventures. So what are you doing this summer, Ziff?
Well, this summer I'm actually going back to camp. I'll be the only one out of our friend group coming back. And I'll be joining the camp care team, where I'll be working with two licensed clinical social workers and a clinical psychologist on how to have camp run the best it is and have the campers be as happy as they can be. And so I'm very excited. It's an opportunity where I can really dig into the organizational side of camp, but also really grow my experience on one-on-one personal relationships. So, I mean, it's a perfect opportunity for me and to develop myself, but also to make camp a better place, because it's really important to have a special place, and camp is that special place for a lot of people.
Great. Congratulations on that role. That's so exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited. And I even got to work with my school for my internship, so I get to work it into my major as well. So it'll be really cool to, kind of weave camp into some professional stuff.
Yeah. So do you have any music requests for the rest of the show?
Oh, yes. I love Tame Impala. If I could hear Elephant by Tame Impala, that would definitely make my day.
Is it clean? It has to be the radio version.
I'm pretty sure there's
Elephant
no swear words in it.
By whom?
Tame Impala.
Tame Impala. Okay, I will look for it. Is it on Spotify?
Yeah.
Okay. So we will get a little bit of Nat King Cole first, and then I will look for that
nice.
Elephant song. So,
oh yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Ziff.
Hey, it was my pleasure. I'm glad I could be a part of the radio show.
Me too. All right. Have a good rest of your day.
Hey, you too. Good luck with the rest of the radio
show. Thanks. Bye. All right. So up next, we're going to have a little Nat King Cole. And the first time I heard this song was in The Parent Trap. But it's, aside from that, it's still a very good song.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can't make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game. Two in love can't make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.
Ooh.
So that was by Natalie Cole, who is Nat King Cole's daughter. And so I know that we probably all have a lot of connotations with eHarmony correlated to that song. But the first time I heard that song was on the soundtrack of A Cinderella Story with Hilary Duff. It's like the ending credit song when everything is going right and they're showing everyone in their new happy life. So that's just a great song. And so we're going to play a little Ella Fitzgerald, and then we'll finish off with Etta James or Bobby Darin. We'll see where it takes us. So next up is Dream a Little Dream of Me by Ella Fitzgerald.
Stars shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me.
Stars fading, but I linger on, dear.
Oh, how you linger on.
Still craving your kiss.
How you crave my kiss.
Now I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just sing this.
Give me a little kiss, sweet dreams, till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Buzz, 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 fading, but I linger on, dear. Still craving your kiss. Yeah, I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this.
Sweet dreams,
dreaming
till something's fine. You keep dreaming.
Gotta keep dreaming.